blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 290, stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 5. Praise ye the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks and bless his name. His loving kindness changes not from age to age the same. 290 stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 5. Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in the Gospel according to John, the 4th chapter, the first 26 verses. John 4, verses 1 through 26. But first, we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. John chapter 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. So far, the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and eternal Lord, we may read out of thy holy word that thou spakest unto such a woman. Thou knowest each and every one of us, Lord, wilt thou speak yet also unto us. Thou camest not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So thou didst declare. And Lord, thou knowest what we are. We do not know, not the half of that wretched fountain that lieth within us, and that thou shouldst have dealings with such as we are. That is a wonder that shall be learned by thy church, when they shall also descend somewhat into that pit which thou hadst opened unto that woman. Go call thy husband and come hither. Lord, remember us. We also need to be uncovered, to be discovered unto ourselves, not unto thee, for thou knowest it all. But we need our own eyes to be opened, that there may come room and place for thee, and that thou mayest also speak unto us, and that we may also hear that which thou hast done in our life, that it may have been from thee. For she knew not, Lord, to whom she spake and who spake unto her. And, Lord, then that thou may also show it unto thy own, thou didst reveal it to her. Thou didst show thyself. And then it became clear to her who spake unto her all that while, who opened unto her that sin and iniquity, that it was thee. Lord, wilt thou look upon us in mercy? O give that thy children, that they also may be given to hear as she may hear, and that thou may come again, and that thou may show thyself, that thou may reveal thyself, who that thou art in that blessed mediatorial work. Oh, she asked after the Messiah, that we also may have such a need, that we may be asking after such a one, that there may be a need for such a one, that we do not know. Lord, look on us. To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life.
We may read them out of thy word, but we need them to be applied unto our hearts, each one of us in a personal way. Grant us then, as that great prophet, that instruction that we cannot miss, and that is to the comfort of our soul and to our edification, to our salvation, to the glory of thy name. Oh, how that she also had gone her way to go and to call unto others. See, come see a man that told me all things whatever I did. Lord, then thy name shall go forth when thou wilt show thyself again unto thy people. Oh, that thou may give light upon thy own work, and that thou may deliver from that bondage, from that pit of corruption, that thou may give something of that living water. Oh, how that we do not understand, that we mistake the spiritual for the natural. That is not only her, that is us also. Oh, we need to be guided in all our foolishness, that we may be given truly to draw water out of those wells of salvation. Oh, then wilt thou give new life, that the spiritual need may be born and not alone a natural need in our life, and that the desire that we may hear something that may be for the welfare and the good of our soul may be born in our hearts, that the need and that the cry in thy house may come up unto the Lord of Sabaoth. Thou that dwellest in the heavens, and thou, thy dwelling place shall then hear, O, then thou shalt send forth to deliver. Lord, look upon us all together, and do instruct thy children, do instruct each and every one, forgive all that is sinful. Oh, open it not unto us alone, but wilt thou also wash it away? And wilt thou give us true repentance, that we may not walk in our sinful and our evil ways? They are ways of our natural hearts. They are ways of the world. They are ways to which our hearts do cleave. They are of the earth, earthy. But thou art a spirit, we have read it together. Thou wilt be worshipped in spirit and in truth. Lord, when we are dead in sins and in trespasses, then we have nothing of thy spirit. How then can we worship thee? We may come with our form, we may come with our custom, but there is no inward truth, there is no inward life, there is no inward drawing, yearning, hungering, and thirsting. Oh, that is thine, Lord, to give. Oh, that thou may then grant us that life out of which that yearning shall be born, and which we shall indeed drink. Wilt thou look upon us in all the needs, and not only spiritual, but also natural. And for all the things of this life, be with all that need thee in special ways, that have crosses and burdens, and that are known to thee, and perhaps by none other. Lord, strengthen parents, strengthen children, give love, give obedience, give wisdom to bring up in thy fear. Remember our teachers and principals and all those that labor for our children. Be with them, be with us in our homes to instruct, to warn, to guide, and to admonish and to keep from walking in the ways of sin, and that we may not be slothful as in Eli, but that we may, to the utmost of our power, do our part. But Lord, we stand in need of thy blessing. Wilt thou look upon all those that go forth to bring thy word? Could it please thee to send forth more servants into thy vineyard? For thy harvest is great. The laborers are few, the vacant congregations are many, and they also desire to hear that living word. Oh, may thou make it living for them in this day, wherever the elders are reading. Lord, may thou give that thou which we may receive from our forefathers may also be for the instruction and for the conversion of many, and that we may not be satisfied in without having thy servants, Lord, that a cry may be born. Do look upon all the mission fields and be with all those who have not thy word. Over the length and the breadth of the earth, remember those that are in places of warfare. Wilt thou supply for our nations, also for our sister nation? Lord, thou knowest what an important week that we have entered. When after all that has been said by those who seek offices, when after all has been proclaimed to the ears of men, then the decisions have to be made, and then there will come an election. Lord, that is not in the hands of a man. They are but instruments in thy fingers. For thou puttest down one, and thou settest up another. And Lord, thou knowest the importance of this matter. Could it please thee to remember them, and that thou would give a man in thy favor, and that thou would turn again to thy law and to thy testimonies. Oh, deal not with us as we so justly deserve, but to have mercy amidst the well-deserved wrath. Look upon us in this afternoon hour. Lord, wilt thou bless thy own institutions, thy own holy word, but also that which thou hast given unto us by the hand of our fathers, where thou givest us doctrinal instruction, and where thou hast led so evidently by thy Holy Spirit, that they may enter into that way wherein thou convertest all thy people. Oh, that thou would also remember us, and that we may also know that way, that it may not be to us a strange way, but that we may come to see that it is thy way, and that it may be a way in which our soul may sing unto the glory and to the honor of thy name. Help us, Lord, in the preaching. Help us in the hearing. Forgive our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 293, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Rebels who had dared to show proud contempt of God Most High, bound in iron and in woe, shades of death and darkness nigh, humbled low with toil and pain fell, and looked for help in vain. The last collection today is for the school, 293 all stanzas.
Congregation, we would like to ask your attention for the continuation of Lord's Day 6, where we left off last week, to consider together in this afternoon questions 18 and 19. Lord's Day 6, questions 18 and 19. Who then is that mediator? Who is in one person both very God and real righteous man? Answer, our Lord Jesus Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Question 19, whence knowest thou this? Answer, from the Holy Gospel, in which God himself first revealed in paradise, and afterwards published by the patriarchs and prophets, and represented by the sacrifices and other ceremonies of the law, and lastly, has fulfilled it by his only begotten Son. So far, our Lord's Day. We were considering together the only mediator made known. And last week we heard our first thought, what is made known? Therefore, we must continue with our second thought, who is made known? And our last thought, how he is made known? The only mediator made known, who is made known? And how he is made known. Who then is that mediator? Is this congregation also our question? Who then is this mediator? Is that a question that only lays upon the pages of a book? Or is that a question that is also engraven in the table of your heart? Who then is that mediator? Is there a people who long to come up to God's house that they may hear that answer to that great riddle? Who can mediate between God and my soul? Who then is that mediator? Our Lord Jesus Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Jews do not believe this. They did never believe it at the time that the Lord Jesus was on the earth. And they still do not. Neither, well, we know, we read in God's word, that one day there will many of them come to believe it. Because the Lord Jesus says that it is possible for him to take that branch that was fallen off of that tree, and it is possible for him that he would graft that branch into that tree again. And therefore, he warns us not to boast ourselves against those branches. And then indeed, we may ask ourselves how that it is for us, because we have our answer here that says, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it is one thing if we may answer the Lord Jesus Christ, or if we may go further. What a great difference when we may say our Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, the Lord Jesus Christ, that is evidence of our historical faith, that is missing by those Jews. But now our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the point that will make the difference for us on that great day of days. Then it will not be between us who may have an historical faith and historical knowledge of that mediator and those who do not believe in him. No, it will be between those who may say the Lord Jesus Christ and those who may say my Lord Jesus Christ. The person of this mediator, he is not introduced into our catechism until this 18th question. Thus, we have seen that so much is going before the revelation of this person in the life of God's church. Thus, there are a people for whom this way is not an unknown way. That way that goes from Bunyan's city of destruction unto that wicked gate is sometimes a very long way. The Lord is free. But there is a people who wander over this world without a mediator. And it is possible that they see the necessity of a mediator because the Lord has brought them to the end of that law. And yet they do not know who that mediator is. That mediator has never been revealed unto them. And for such a people, that day of the revelation of that mediator is a day in their life that they will never forget. It is so necessary that we come to the knowledge of this person in our life. The life of frames and of feelings, it is a very sweet life. That is the life, children, that we may compare to David when he may feed those sheep, when he is on those fields of Bethlehem, and that he may sing and he may play his harp. But there is more in that life of David. It will go further in that life of David. And it is necessary in the life of God's children that they are also being led further than that first life. And that they also come to the knowledge of that second person in that divine Trinity. And yet how many of God's true people do not still stand before this in their life? It is true, then sin is experienced to some measure. Then they must say there are things in their life that they are not able to deny. They must say that they cannot deny that there has come a great change. That they must confess that sin indeed has become their burden, and that their heart's desire that goes out after their maker, after their creator. And yet, somehow this church is able to find itself, to place itself among that true people of the Lord, Just as those who are not able to deny that something has taken place in their life, and that they cannot deny that the Lord has not left them so completely alone, but that the Lord has had dealings with their soul. In your congregation, there is no going further. And there is no coming to an end. What did Hezekiah say? He says, Lord, the children are come to the birth, but there is no strength to bring forth. Imagine what that is, parents. In that moment, when the children are come to the birth, but there is no strength to bring forth. There is that point where something has to happen. Then either she needs to be delivered of the child, or she has to die. One of the two. And now this is what Hezekiah says. We are in great distress, and something has to happen. It is that crossroad of necessity and impossibility. And there is now the place that the Lord is revealing. That way of deliverance. There is now the place that the Lord is showing that there is now another way. Or there is no lasting comfort. There is no lasting strength outside of the knowledge of that second person, that blessed mediator. In our answer, then we hear the answer of one of God's children who may know who that Christ is. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Who is able, congregation, to express what takes place in the soul of that people when the Lord is in that moment of distress revealing unto them His only begotten Son. Then we have to remember where it has come for that people, that it is become for them a matter of life and of death, that is a matter in the need of their own soul. And we must remember that it has become for them such an impossibility from their own side when they have sought it by way of that law to reconcile themselves unto God. And when they have been, when that way has been so completely cut off, because there is nothing in me that is able to live up to that perfect standard of that holy and that righteous God. What does David say? Enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. But now when the Lord is revealing this mediator, then the Lord is opening something to them that is so great and so wonderful and so unexpected. Then in a moment that people see everything in Him that is revealed before their eyes. That is, they see everything in Him that is necessary for the salvation of their own soul, of which they have great concern. No. Do not get us wrong. Do not think we mean by this that that people are in that moment able to embrace the Lord Jesus, that they are in that moment able to say, He is mine and I am His. No, it is not that far yet. But what do they see? They see a possibility. Is that a great thing? Congregation, that is for them everything. And why? Because all their possibilities were just cut off. And there was for them no more way. And now, when He shows Himself, when the Lord shows that new and that living way, then they see a possibility. When they saw no possibility before, do you know what that means? That means they may still go on their knees. That means they may still come to that house of God. That means it is not a completely hopeless case for me, because the Lord has revealed that there is a way, or you understand how necessary, how precious that this mediator now becomes to this people. When the Lord is revealing Himself in His only begotten Son as the way, the truth, and the life, now the people receive a new desire. Do we say it perhaps wrong? The object, a new object to their desire. The desire that is born in that new birth is a hunger and a thirst after God. But there is in the people no distinction between the persons. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, no. But it is a hunger and a thirst after God. It was God that we left in paradise. It is God that a man desires to return to again. And now, the Lord is revealing to that people, not God in general, but He is revealing to that people one of the persons of that Holy Trinity. And He is revealing Him in one of His offices. That is the office of the mediator. Thus they see that there is one who is able to mediate between God and a wretched sinner. Then you can understand that the desire that goes now not only after God, yes, He is the end, He is the culmination, He is the heart's desire, but now also after that second person, because He is the way that I can receive that desire. He is the way that I can enter into that kingdom of God. He is the door. He is the way to receive that blessed communion with that God that I have forsaken in my father Adam. Oh, then they see something. That He is so precious, that He is so necessary. They see that He is also so suitable. So suitable. What does that mean? Children, what does it mean when something is suitable? Well, when something is suitable, then it fits you. When something fits you, then maybe it does not fit someone else. We say it the opposite way around. When something fits someone else, then it does not necessarily yet fit you, does it? Maybe the hat is too big for you. Maybe the shoes are too small for you. But when it is suitable, then it fits you precisely. And now this is the experience of the church of God. When the Lord is coming to reveal unto them his only begotten Son, then it is that they see that he is the physician for my sickness. That he exactly suits my case. That he is the balm that can be poured into my wounds. That he is that deliverer that is able to deliver me from that prison of death and sin that I am not able to deliver myself from. Oh, then you understand, they see such a beauty in that second person that they had never seen before. Oh, they have heard of him their whole life, the Lord Jesus Christ. But they have never seen such a beauty as they may see in him now. It is not strange that our fathers, they write here, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is of God, is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Oh, as a prophet, then he is made unto that people wisdom. Read of the disciples on the way to Emmaus, that he opened unto them their understanding. And what is that wisdom? That for that people has been brought so to an end. And what did they find? What did they have to experience that they were so ignorant of? How can I return unto God my Maker? And when the Lord is revealing his only begotten Son, then he is made unto them wisdom. Then he becomes the personification of the wisdom of God. And they see something of how that God has made that way in his wisdom that I could never have made. And then that very special part that our fathers say here, made unto us wisdom, made unto us, made unto me wisdom. What does that mean? Congregation, what is the trouble? What is your trouble? What is the trouble of that church? What is the trouble of that laboring people? It is not that my neighbor cannot be saved. No, the whole world can be saved. But I, how can I be saved? What has Paul said, of whom I am the chief? That is the language, the heartfelt language of the true church. I, the chief of sinners, how can I return into that communion with the Lord? And when the Lord is opening that way, then that is so personal. So personal. Then they see that there is a way, not for my neighbor only. No, they could understand that for a long time already. But now they see there is a way that also I can be saved. Because that Savior, He is suitable for my case. Remember, no, they cannot yet embrace Him, but they see that He so exactly fits what I need. And now we say that new desire. Why? It is going after a new object, that they may seek Him, that they may be able to embrace Him, that He also would promise to them that He would stand in the breach also for them. They see that He is able to do it. He is precious in their eyes. He is so necessary in their eyes. He is so suitable to their own case. And now their heart that begins to go out after that mediator, who is made unto us wisdom and righteousness. Oh, as a priest, He is made to them righteousness. Our children know by now, when we have said that so many times over, what righteousness is. What is that? That is to be right with the law. That is to be right with God. What is now born in that new life? All that is, that I am not right with that law. Why does that life so change? Why does that heart that seek to live according to that law of God, then they see, then they feel that they are not right with God? That is now what has been the greatest need from that moment of that new birth. And now when the Lord reveals His Son in them, then we read He becomes to them righteousness. Oh, in one moment, then they see something. In one moment, when they see Him, then they understand something that they never understood before. That is that I have sought that righteousness in the wrong place. That I have rejected Him whom the Father has sent into the world. Then they see that He is the only one that is able to make it right for them before that holy and that righteous God. Oh, He becomes unto them wisdom, the wisdom of God. He becomes to them righteousness, that they may be made right with that holy law and right in the sight of God Himself. Who is of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification. We go again to that day of that new birth. And what do they begin to see on that day? They begin to see their filth, their corruption, their pollution. That they are filthy and polluted before God. Do they see that all in one day? No. In the beginning, it is not so bad. Not so bad. We will make it better. And today, we will be more careful. And so that life goes. And when we come to the end of the day, the disappointment. But tomorrow we will do better. And step by step, day after day, month after month, year after year. We say sometimes a long way from that city of destruction unto that wicked gate. Year after year, that knowledge deepening, growing. From this tree, no fruit forever. A pit, a sepulchre, from which we can expect nothing in the sight of God. The good that I would, I do not. The evil that I would not, that I do. That is not the exception by me, no. That is the law that is written in my members. That is my fallen nature. And now, oh, when the Lord is coming to reveal his only begotten Son, and then our Father say he has made unto us sanctification. Oh, again we say that people, they see something in him. Oh, they have never seen in him before. He was congregation for so many years, without form and without comeliness. But when the Lord now opens our eyes and we may see, then we see also something concerning this sanctification. Oh, then they see in him alone. In him alone can they be cleansed before God from all of their filthiness. Why? Because he only is holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. And he only is standing without sin in perfect holiness before his Father. Oh, and then he says, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. No other way but to be sprinkled with that cleansing blood of that blessed mediator, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That is the culmination. What is redemption? All that is to be bought back. That is to be paid for. That concerns our whole being, our body, our soul, complete redemption. And then we have to go back again to that moment of that new birth. In congregation, there a man, woman, boy, girl, then they begin to experience what? Without God in this world, may we ever know this. Without God in the world, that is that burden that becomes heavier and heavier, until that people may feel something of that great debt that they are unable to pay. But in the revelation of that blessed mediator, oh, then they are given to see something in that sacrifice that he has paid upon that cursed tree. And then they may see that it is a sacrifice which has paid that price so fully, so fully, that it was to the satisfaction of his Father in heaven and the judge of that people, before whom they soon need to appear. Oh, there is now the solution whereby they can be received again into that blessed favor of God, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Do they know all that? Do they see all that in the day that the Lord reveals himself? No. No, there is a difference in the degree from one unto the other. The Lord, he teaches that people one thing at a time. But we must say this when the Lord teaches them that one thing, then the people, they are receiving everything. There is a fullness, congregation. There is a fullness which that people may experience, though they do not have the knowledge of all of these things in a moment. When the Lord is coming, then He is bringing everything along with Him, so that they lack nothing. And then even there is such a hope and such an expectation in the life of that people, and that for that moment, then it is for their soul well. It will become different again, but for that moment, then they may, Bunyan says, he says, I rejoice and tremble. Let us sing Psalter 318, 1 through 4. The glorious gates of righteousness throw open unto me, and I will enter them with praise, O Lord my God, to Thee. And I will enter them with praise, O Lord my God, to Thee. 1 through 4 of Psalter 318. Thank you. Our last thought, how he is made known. Whence knowest thou this? From the Holy Gospel, which God himself first revealed in paradise and afterwards published by the patriarchs and prophets, and represented by the sacrifices and other ceremonies of the law, and lastly has fulfilled it by his only begotten Son. Knowledge of this mediator that did not begin when he came into the world. No, it began already in paradise. When the Lord has revealed unto our parents before that they left that garden that there would come a mediator throughout the ages. And then that mediator has been revealed more and more by the patriarchs, by the prophets. We know that he has spoken in visions and sometimes by dreams. We have heard this morning that he even came sometimes in his own person, sometimes. And then he spoke with an audible voice. They were also visible forms by which he revealed himself, the tabernacle, the priesthood. And there he has preached the gospel in that Old Testament. What does Peter say? He says that we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto he says, ye do well that ye take heed. And what does that mean? Well, our catechism instructors speak of this here. And lastly, has fulfilled it by his only begotten Son. There is no time in the history of the whole world that there is so much revealed concerning that mediator as today. Prophecies, the types of the Old Testament, they are so clearly revealed to us. That is not only that his character is revealed, but even his name, his person. Thus, we speak often of dark days, and that is true, but it is such a great privilege to live with our children in these last days. On the other hand, it is also a very great responsibility because we have more to answer for than any that have lived before us in this world. If there are any that will be beaten with many stripes, because of the revelation of the knowledge of this mediator, it will be us. And yet, we still cannot give to ourselves that knowledge of that mediator that we stand in need of. Because it may not remain the Lord Jesus Christ, but it needs to become my Lord Jesus Christ. And then that same need needs to be experienced, that same room needs to be made for him in our heart as has been made in the heart of our forefathers. And that same Spirit of the Lord needs to reveal him unto us. That experimental knowledge of this mediator is not a knowledge which we gain in the same way as we gain intellectual knowledge in this world. We do not say that it does not come through study and reading and hearing, especially the preaching, and therefore we must use so very diligently those means of grace.
But there is such a difference between that intellectual knowledge of Him and that experimental knowledge of Him. How does a person come to know this mediator? It is congregation by revelation. By revelation. Paul speaks of this. He speaks of the day that it pleased God to reveal His Son in me. And now only read in the sermons of our fathers and see how that they have brought this point so into the foreground that they have stressed that this is a knowledge that is taught by revelation. And why have they stressed this point? Because they had good reason to fear. They had good reason to fear that persons were making a substitution of the intellectual for the experimental. And they have made special efforts in their preaching to show how that the Lord is revealing His Son in the heart of His children. That day, we said that He is revealed in their heart is a day that they will not forget. Ask them, young people. Ask them about the day of their new birth. It may be that they are not able to say it was this day, it was that day, even as we do not remember the day of our natural birth. But it is not a light thing when a person is brought into that horrible pit in that miry clay, and when he has to experience that he is not able to get out. That is not a light thing. And if the Lord will deliver us out of this pit, then you can be sure that the people will not forget this day. How does that go, young people? You will hear many people, they will say that this is not necessary. They will say, revealed? He is revealed to us. He is revealed to us in His Word. That is all the revelation that we need. We have it so clearly in that Word of God. Oh, we do not deny this. We do not deny that everything objectively that needs to be revealed concerning that mediator is revealed already in that holy Word of God. But we hope that you see, when you are still young, the necessity that it has to go further and that we need more than this. We have heard them mocking and saying, what are you waiting for? It's all right there in the Word of God. Or are you waiting for something to fall out of heaven? No. No, young people, not that. But we are looking for something that is just as real. Just as real as the natural things that take place in your life every day. That city of destruction was so real to Bunyan's pilgrim that it made him flee. Has your state and condition by nature ever become so real to you to make you flee? Is it different
when a person comes to his actual deathbed, then the day that the Lord stops a man and he believes and knows in his heart that he has to die and that he cannot die. We do not need a doctor to tell us we have an awful disease. No, we need the Lord to give us faith, because when we believe in that day of that new birth, then we believe that we are dying, and then we cannot die, and that is real. And do you know what else was real? So real. When that man came to that wicked gate, and then something was born in him, and he said, I rejoice and tremble. I rejoice, why? Because he saw a way. And he trembled, why? Because he did not yet embrace him. Oh, then he began to seek that second person. Do you know what else was so real? When that man, he was brought up to that cross. And then he may embrace him. And there, that burden that fell off his back. And he may be forgiven all his sin. And then that burden fell into that sepulcher, and he never saw it again. Congregation, religion is more than notion. These are very real matters. And when the Lord is opening that way for his people, then they will know of that day. How does the Lord do it? What are the means? His holy word. From the holy gospel, the Lord does not speak on the outside of his holy word. We have heard those that say, and then the Lord spoke to me and he said this, but it cannot be found in the word of God. Oh, then we have to draw a large question mark. When the Lord is speaking, then he is using his holy word. What do we think then of that word? When the Lord is through that word, working such a salvation in the heart of his people, and revealing such a mediator, and way of escape, and a way of return unto a holy and a righteous God, oh, what then do we think of that precious, precious word of God? Who then is that mediator? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how precious. How suitable is that mediator for a needy, a bankrupt sinner before God. What does the bride say? He is white and ruddy. He is the chiefest among 10,000. He is altogether lovely. And so, he is becoming to that people in the day that the Lord is revealing them to their soul. Congregation, may the Lord give to us, in the first place, a need for him. A need. That is the first thing that every one of us are called by God to believe. To believe, not that he is ours and we are his. No, if we would say that to you, and then it could be nothing but a lie, because we know that we are wheat and chaff. But what may every single one of us now believe, and ought we to believe in this afternoon hour? That we need him. That we need him. That we cannot be saved outside of him. And why ought we to believe this? Because it is the truth. There is the truth concerning everyone that is born in his natural state. Oh, that revelation of him that is done, that is complete. And now what do we need? We need it to be applied. Oh, do you despair of this? Indeed, from our own side, that is an impossibility. But that is the same impossibility as to show ourselves our need. It is all impossible that it ever becomes so. Or may it become so, that your seeking for help may come from another place. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, instruct us. It is out of thy own word, and we are so ignorant. We are so foolish. We do not know the way, but when thou wilt show it to us, then in one moment everything becomes plain. Remember us. Go with us further in this day. And in the week that is to come, spare us from all accident and danger, from a sudden and an unprepared death. And may thou give us thought and meditation of thy holy word, and a desire born to know these matters also within our own hearts. Forgive all that was sinful for Jesus' sake. Amen. Psalter 111, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. I waited for the Lord Most High, and he inclined to hear my cry. He took me from destruction's pit and from the miry clay. Upon a rock he set my feet and steadfast made my way. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 111. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.